Ian Scholes, a rather exciting thing happened along the way to our becoming one with everything. Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL, which happens to own many cable systems in the U.S., had a dispute with Walt Disney Corp. around the issue of money. Disney wanted Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL, to agree to carry the Disney Channel as basic cable rather than a premium service. But Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL, thought the Disney Channel was too expensive. ABC, owned by Disney, charged that Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL, played favorites with channels it owns, like the Cartoon Network. Well, one thing led to another, and in certain markets, you know where you are, last month, all Disney content was knocked off the air by Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL. Much hay has been made of this, with Time, formerly Life Warner, soon to be AOL, looking the worst in the contest, and Disney, ABC, whatever, looking like Pluto after a scolding by Mickey, kind of cute, pathetic, and adorable. What was America deprived of as a result of this brouhaha? Well, Regis Philbin, mainly. Now, a lot of fuss has been made about the merger mania in the United States and how that bodes ill or fair for the future of the country. What I want to know is, if Regis Philbin's insanely popular game show went off the air tomorrow forever, would any of us weep, lose any sleep, or even be irritated longer than 5 minutes? So what are we afraid of? Let him have the internet, television, and all means of communication. Maybe we'll start talking to each other again. Maybe. I gotta go.